Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 919. 9 Natural Ways to Boost Your Energy Levels, Part 2, by Helen West with Healthline.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Welcome to a Thursday edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of 5 podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself. Except on Fridays, that's where I usually answer your questions. Now, today's post is a continuation from yesterday, so I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first if you haven't already. That's episode 918. But if you're all caught up, I'm going to keep this intro nice and short, and let's get right to part 2 as we optimize your life. 9 Natural Ways to Boost Your Energy Levels, Part 2, by Helen West with Healthline.com. 6. Eat a Nutritious Diet. If you're always feeling tired, sluggish, and low in energy, it might be worth taking a look at your eating habits. Good dietary habits decrease your risk of developing chronic diseases and can also affect your energy levels and how you feel from day to day. Your body needs fuel to keep you going. Choosing whole, nutritious foods most of the time will provide your body with the nutrients it needs to function at its best. If you're eating a lot of processed foods, high in sugar and fat, you may find that they affect your energy levels as well as your health. Additionally, if you have an erratic meal pattern and regularly skip meals, you may miss out on necessary nutrients, making you feel tired. One study found that students who skipped breakfast or had an irregular eating pattern which involved regularly skipping meals were much more likely to experience fatigue. It's also important that you eat enough food to fuel yourself during the day. Extreme dietary restrictions can also result in a lack of both calories and essential nutrients such as iron, which can negatively affect your energy levels. Summary: a diet based on whole, healthy foods benefits your health and your energy levels. In contrast, a diet high in processed foods can negatively affect your energy levels. 7. Avoid added sugar. When you feel tired, it can be easy to reach for a sweet, sugar-filled snack. However, although sugar can give you a short-term energy boost, it will wear off quickly. This is because high sugar foods cause your blood sugar to rise quickly, sometimes referred to as a blood sugar spike. This results in your body releasing large amounts of insulin to bring your blood sugar back down. It's believed that this rise and fall in blood sugar is what causes a rush of energy, followed by a slump. For example, one study showed that adults eating a sugar-filled breakfast cereal rated themselves as more tired than those eating a breakfast cereal with more complex carbs. Complex carbs are released more slowly into the bloodstream. Eating large amounts of added sugar may also increase your risk of obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. So limiting added sugar in your diet is not only good for your energy levels, but also for your health. To keep your energy levels more stable and reduce fatigue, try limiting foods high in added sugar. You can improve the quality of your diet by eating whole and fiber-rich foods such as whole grains, vegetables, and legumes. Summary: eating foods high in sugar can give you a short-term energy boost followed by a slump. To avoid this, minimize your intake and focus on eating whole foods instead. 8. Stay hydrated. Depending on age, your body is made of anywhere from 55 to 75% water. During the day, you lose water via urine and sweat. So in order to stay hydrated, you need to drink enough water to compensate for this loss. Dehydration can affect your brain function, mood, and energy levels. In one study, young men who lost just 1.59% of their fluid had a poorer working memory function and experienced increased feelings of anxiety and fatigue. However, keep in mind that a loss of more than 1% of body fluid typically only occurs in people who sweat a lot, usually due to high activity in high temperatures. To stay hydrated, make sure you drink when you're thirsty. Also remember that if you sweat a lot due to hot weather or being very active, you may need a little more water. Additionally, keep in mind that older people may not always feel thirsty, even when they need to drink, and may need to make a conscious effort to drink more. Overall, if you feel tired and don't think you drink enough water, try drinking it regularly throughout the day to ensure you stay hydrated. Summary: dehydration can make you feel tired. Make sure to drink enough water throughout the day and respond to your thirst, especially during exercise. And finally, 9, be social. Social connections are incredibly important for maintaining good health. In areas of the world with unusually low rates of disease and a high number of centenarians, people who live to be over 100 years old, one of the most common factors is a strong social support network. Social isolation can cause low mood and tiredness, especially as you get older. In fact, people with stronger social networks are thought to have better physical and mental health as they age. If you feel tired and in low spirits, it can be helpful to get out socializing with friends, joining a social club, or starting a new hobby that gets you out and about. Summary: getting out of the house and mingling with other people is beneficial for both your energy levels and your health. Try organizing social activities with your friends or starting a new activity by joining a social club. The bottom line: many people feel tired and lack the energy to function at their best throughout the day. However, drinking enough water, eating healthfully, getting enough sleep and exercise, and being sociable can benefit your energy levels and your health. If you feel tired, it's worth taking a look at your lifestyle to see which healthy changes you can make to boost your energy levels and make you feel great. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled 9 Natural Ways to Boost Your Energy Levels by Helen West with Healthline.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. When we look at the data, we do find that most of us are walking around dehydrated. If you've listened to my show for really any period of time, you've probably heard the recommendation I'm about to share with you. When it comes to checking to see whether you're dehydrated, adequately hydrated, or overhydrated, yes, that does happen, you want to look at your urine color. I know it sounds disgusting, but that's the best way to know. Most of the time, if your urine is a pale lemonade color, that's perfect. It means you're adequately hydrating. If it's a dark yellow, darker than lemonade, you're dehydrated. If it's closer to clear, you're overhydrating. You're getting too much water. And yes, getting too much water can be harmful too. It might make your body excrete vitamins and minerals too quickly. You'll also throw off some of that fluid balance in your body, and that too can be harmful to health. So again, it doesn't have to be light yellow all the time, but if most of the time it is, you're good. Now, over the past 2 episodes, I've read to you 9 tips to help boost your energy levels. I never recommend somebody tries all 9 of these tips at once. What I always say is, as you were listening, if one jumped out at you where you were like, oh, I like that idea, I've been meaning to try that, that's the one you should start with. At max, try two of these, but that's it. Unless you're a superhero, you're probably not going to be able to do all nine things, and then you're going to feel like a failure maybe. You're going to feel like, well, what's the point? Don't do that to yourself. Try them out for at least 2 weeks, ideally longer if you can. See if it works for you, and then if not, move on to the next one. All right, that wraps up today's episode. Thank you, as always, for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll see you here tomorrow for the Friday Q&A and where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.